Sale.
Oh, marvelous. Put them on the sofa there. Oh. My things are there, too, and we can sort them into these cartons.
Oh, my God.
Put the children's in this one, all right?
Okay. Have you seen Margaret Harrison? I mean, lately?
No, I haven't. Why?
Don't ask me, Donna. I can't tell you. I promised not to tell a soul.
Oh, well, you promised, then don't tell me.
Oh, there's that blue dress of yours I've always liked.
You wouldn't believe it about Margaret.
I mean, Donna, you just wouldn't believe it.
Believe what?
I can't tell you.
Oh, well, Emily, if there's something you can't tell me, then don't tell me.
Oh, I won't. But I wish I could. Is it something about Margaret's new house?
Huh? Oh, no.
Is it something about her husband?
Oh, Donna, please don't ask me. I'm not allowed to tell.
Why? I'm not even curious. Oh, excuse me, dear.
Hello?
Okay.
Yes, tomorrow night. About 7. Is that all right for you and Ralph?
Good.
What?
Oh, yes, Alex told me the news. Oh, I think it's just wonderful. Yes, terribly exciting. Yes, well, we'll talk about it some other time. I'll see you tomorrow night. Goodbye, Kate.
There was Kate Watson, and she...
Oh, Emily, it's a secret, and I can't tell you.
That's all right.
Okay, Donna, if you promise you won't breathe a word to any of the girls.
Oh, I won't!
Hi, dear.
Hi, honey. What's up?
Nothing. Nothing.
Me thinks you protest too much. What's on your mind?
Honey, did you know that Margaret Harrison had her face lifted?
Been stolen?
Do you know what I mean? Aren't you interested?
Should I be? Is it something newsworthy? I didn't read it in the headlines.
Well, of course not. It's supposed to be a secret.
Well, then why did Margaret tell you?
Oh, well, she didn't tell me exactly.
Who did she tell?
She told Helen.
Ah, and Helen told you.
No, Helen wouldn't tell me. We're not that close. But Helen told Amy.
And Amy.
Amy told Ruth, who told Alice.
Hold it. Who was your immediate source for this precious tidbit?
Emily. Oh. She brought some clothes over for the rummage sale, and we just got to talking.
And one thing led to another, and before you knew it, you two girls were gossiping away.
Alex, what a hateful thing to say. You know I'm not a gossip.
Not usually, but Emily is. She's a carrier. She has a way of spreading the contagion. I hope you had the good sense not to tell Emily that Kay Watson was having a baby.
Is that really supposed to be a secret?
It certainly is. She wants to be able to work as long as possible. And her company has a strict rule about expectant mothers. They'd let her go right away. Darling, you didn't tell Emily, did you?
I? Well, you don't know me better than that, Alex.
Hello. Speaking. Oh, yes, Mrs. Donahue. Hmm? Does he have a temperature? I see. Well, what are the symptoms exactly? Thank you.
I do now?
Well, of course I know what I'm talking about. Margaret had her face lifted.
If you ask me, it isn't the first time either. Not only that, but
there's somebody at the door, Maud. I'll have to call you back.
Hello, Emily.
Come on. I was just talking to Maud. She,
Emily. Emily, you haven't told anyone yet, have you?
What?
About what I mentioned to you this morning. Kay going to have a baby.
Oh, of course not.
Oh, thank heaven.
But why? Is there something new?
No, but Kay doesn't want this to get around because of her job. Oh. She wants to work as long as possible. Oh, I feel terrible that I mentioned this to you this morning. I feel even worse if it went any further.
Oh, of course, dear.
Now, not a soul, Emily.
Oh, of course not.
You promise?
Donna, if you don't know me any better than that.
I wish you hadn't said that.
Why?
Because someone I know said that recently, right after blabbing your head off.
Donna, you know you can trust me.
Of course, Emily, I do. And thank you, dear. Well, I have to run. And thanks again. You have no idea how much I appreciate it. Hi, darling.
Darling?
You mean you're not mad at me? I didn't do anything wrong?
What?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Honey, how would you like some cake?
Well, sure.
Oh, I have to wash your hands.
Thanks, Mom.
Hi, Mommy.
Oh, hello, sweetheart.
You seem to be in pretty good spirits.
Yes, well, I suppose I am.
Oh, well, then I guess this would be a good time to ask you.
Oh, ask me what?
Can I get a person's shoes to go with my new dress?
Well, certainly. We'll go shopping tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, Mommy. Oh, Mother, did you know Kay Watson is going to have a baby?
How did you know?
Well, I stopped off at Julie's house on the way home, and I heard her mother telling Harriet...
Julie's
Lindsay...
mother? How did Julie's mother... Emily.
Well,
she promised she wouldn't tell a soul.
Who?
Mom, look at those hands. I washed them and they're all clean.
Now what I do?
I don't know.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Dad. You're not mad at me, are you?
Why should I be?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Will somebody please tell me what's going on around here?
Well, what's the matter with you?
Nothing. Well, the minute I started to talk to Mother about Kay Watson having a baby, she...
What?
I said the minute that I started to talk to Mother about Kay Watson having a baby, she...
Your mother told you that?
No, I heard it from Julie's mother. She was telling Harriet Lindsay and... Daddy, is it a secret?
Not anymore.
Well, anyway, the minute that I started to talk to her, well, Jeff, you saw her. She just walked right...
Donna.
So you know.
Donna, how could you?
That's what I keep asking myself.
I don't know what to say. Kate told us something in confidence, and now her secret, or what she thinks is a secret, is all over town.
Alex, I'm not a gossip. Really, I'm not a gossip.
Honey, I know you weren't being mean or vicious when you told Emily.
But the effect is the same. Honey, when I told Emily, she promised not to tell a soul.
And she meant it. But gossip is a kind of sickness. Emily just can't help talking. Well, I guess the worst that can happen is that Kay will lose her job before she's ready to leave.
Alex, I'll never be able to face Kay again, ever, as long as I live. I'll go to a new beauty parlor. I'll go to the market early in the morning. I'll change banks. I'll quit the women's club.
What are you making?
I haven't the vaguest idea. Alex, if I work this right, I won't have to face Kay ever.
Yeah, that's all very fine, but you're overlooking one thing.
I am? What's that?
Kay and Ralph are coming here for dinner tonight.
What time is it, dear?
Come on, honey, relax. They'll be here any minute.
I don't know why you wouldn't let me call Kay and tell her I was sick.
Well, because you're not. Darling, you'd have to face Kay sooner or later anyway, no matter where you shopped or banked.
Well, later would be better. Alex, I think I've got a fever.
not sick.
Why do I feel so awful?
Wait! She must have heard by now.
Hi, Kay. Ralph. Oh, good to see you again, Ralph.
Oh, Don, isn't it wonderful about the baby,
Yes, it is.
You think that no one ever had a baby before?
Nobody ever did. Not like this one. Won't everyone be surprised when they find out?
Sure they will.
Won't you come in?
I'll be right with you.
We'll let you have Jeff's old bassinet and playpen. They're down in the basement somewhere, aren't they, dear?
Yeah, I can find them.
Oh, Donna, that'll be wonderful with all the new expenses. Bassinet, and fixing up the room for the new baby. We thought we'd have to let Elsie go, but we decided to keep her until I go to the hospital.
Really?
Yes, because I'll be able to work a few weeks longer.
You all right?
What happened? Oh, too bad, dear.
I don't think Donna's feeling well.
Oh, she's fine, Kay. Don't worry about her. Would you like some help, dear?
No, just go back in the other room, dear.
All right. Come on, Ralph.
I'm worried about you.
Oh, don't worry about me, Kay.
Thanks again, Don and Alex. Thanks for everything.
You're very welcome, Ralph.
Don, I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you, Kay.
Let's see, tomorrow's Saturday. I'm not working. How about lunch? We'll talk about babies.
Tomorrow?
Well, you're the only one I can talk to about it, you know. Not even Ralph's mother knows. I love her, but she just can't keep a secret.
Well, I don't think I can make it.
Well, Monday?
No, I may be going out of town.
Really? For how long?
Well, I don't know.
She's only kidding.
Well, good night, and thanks for everything.
Yeah, good night, Kay.
I'll help you out of the car with the stuff. I appreciate it, Alex.
Good night, Kay.
Good night, Alex.
Good night, Kay. Good night, Ralph.
I never saw Donna like that before.
Huh?
Looking so tense and nervous. Didn't you notice how edgy they were with each other all evening?
So what?
They're married.
I got the distinct feeling that there was something they were keeping from us. I wonder. Ralph, it's not so late. Let's stop by Emily's on the way home.
Okay.
It's boiling. How much of this cereal do I put in?
Four.
Looks a little thin.
Daddy, you overslept. Hi, Dad.
Morning, Jeff.
Gee, you look terrible. Were you up on calls all night?
No, but I didn't get much sleep. Neither did your mother. No, it was the other way around.
Daddy, would you like some juice?
No, thank you, honey.
Hey, Dad, how'd you like some of Uncle Jeff's homemade cereal?
Sure. No, thank you.
Daddy, would you like some coffee? Please. I made it.
Please, honey.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mom.
Morning, Mommy. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's all right, Mommy. We're getting breakfast.
Yeah, have some of Mary's coffee. I've had coffee all over the world. This is the best yet.
Oh, Daddy. Hey, Mom, when do you try this cereal? I think it's the best I've ever made.
Really?
Jeff, you've never made it before. Well, that's what I mean. You know, whenever Zach's mother makes cereal, it comes out all lumpy. I wouldn't want this to get around, but she makes the worst cereal.
Jeff, I don't want to hear about it.
Well, gee, Mom, all I was going to say is it's Zach's mother.
I don't want to hear a single word of gossip.
Not a single word.
Jeff, your mother didn't mean anything. She's just a little upset.
Well, sure, Dad. You know what I think, Mary?
What?
I think that... Oh.
Thank you, dear. Guess I was a little rough on Jeff.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. He probably had it coming for something else. But if Zach's mother makes lumpy cereal, it's all over town anyway. You can't keep a thing like that a secret. The only one who probably hasn't heard it is Zach's mother.
Are you trying to send me a message of comfort and hope?
Darling, all I'm trying to say is stop worrying about Kay. Everyone in town will hear about her baby, but I'll bet $1,000 Kay will never hear about it. People will tell each other, but nobody will say a word to Kay. That's the way it is with gossip.
What about her job? Her boss will hear about it.
That's another thing. Ralph really doesn't want her to work. He's been after her to give up her job.
He has?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Alex, you're not just telling me this to make me feel good.
Scout's on him.
Well, Alex, but then everything's all right. Kay won't hear that I was the one who started the gossip. And even if she loses her job, that's what Ralph wanted all along.
So it is. You're in the clear.
Oh, honey, I feel so much better. As a matter of fact, I feel good enough to have some of Jeff's cereal.
Well, that good I don't feel, but if you will, so will I.
Oh, I'll get that, dear. Oh, hello, Margaret.
Oh, Donna, dear, I was just in the neighborhood, and I thought I'd drop by and tell you that we're postponing the rummage sale for a day.
Oh, well, thank you, Margaret. Won't you come in?
Well, I really don't have time.
Oh, well, just for a minute. Oh, Alex, you know Margaret Harrison.
Of course. Margaret?
Well, I have the list of women who will be on your committee.
Oh, thank you, dear.
I put Sylvia Maple on your list. Poor Sylvia.
Poor Sylvia?
But haven't you heard? Married 18 years, and now they've taken to quarreling in public.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, it just goes to show, you never know about people. They may seem happy on the surface, but you never suspect what really goes on.
Yes, I suppose so.
But it happens all the time, even with couples who are ideally suited.
Yes, I suppose so.
Personally, I think that when people are unhappy, they shouldn't just sit and endure it. They should do something about it. How does the poet put it? Take arms against a sea of troubles.
That's a good way to put it. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to eat a miserable breakfast, and I'm not looking forward to it.
I really must go now. Oh, Donna.
Yes?
Some busybody has been spreading rumors around town that I've had my face lifted. If you hear anything, let me know who told you. Naturally, it's a lie.
Yes, Margaret.
Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye, Margaret.
You brave, wonderful girl. Take arms.
Honey, take it easy. So Margaret knew that everybody was saying she'd had her face lifted.
Alex, you said that the person who is gossiped about never hears of it.
I know, but maybe Margaret is the exception that proves the rule.
Yes, well, maybe Kay's another exception. Alex, I'm not going to wait.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to let Kay hear of this from someone else. She's going to hear it from me.
That's my girl.
It won't be easy. It'll be painful. It'll take courage.
Absolutely. When are you going to see her?
I'm not. I'm going to send her a letter.
You think the postman will have the courage to face her?
Hello, Alex.
Oh, hi, Jim.
Alex.
Yeah?
We've been good friends, so I feel I can talk to you.
Why, of course, Jim.
I've been married a long time. Longer than you, and... Well, there are bound to be times when a man just doesn't, get along with his wife.
Yes, I know, Jim.
Yes, well... It isn't always easy for two people to adjust themselves to each other. A certain amount of friction is inevitable. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, Jim. All it takes is a little understanding, give and take. A sound ship can weather any storm.
Well, that's just what I'm talking about. After all, is it so important if your wife gives you a miserable breakfast?
That's right. After all, that can only happen once a day.
Right. Why worry about the thorns when the rose is so beautiful?
I couldn't have put it better.
And we do understand each other.
Perfectly.
Well, there's nothing like a little talk to straighten things out.
Yeah, I'm very glad we had this little talk.
I am, too. It wasn't easy, but I promised my wife I'd talk to
her. She's a fine woman, Jim.
The best.
A prize. But don't forget, so is Donna.
You said it.
Dr. Pratcher. Dr. Pratcher, 414.
Poor Jim. Who would ever have thought that he was having trouble with his wife?
Hello, Elsie. I came to see Mrs. Watson.
She's not in, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, well, do you expect her back soon?
I couldn't say, Mrs. Stone.
Well, then I'll come in and wait.
I think she'll be longer than that, Mrs. Stone.
Well, how long is that?
How long would you wait?
Half hour or so.
She'll be longer.
Well, Elsie... Well, tell Mrs. Watson I came by to see her.
I will, Mrs. Stone.
Darling, maybe it wasn't Kay you saw at the window.
Who could it have been?
Ralph?
With his hair up in curlers? Why didn't I tell Kay last night? Why didn't I keep my big mouth shut in the first place?
Now, darling, if you'll just calm...
Now she's found out from someone else. She won't even let me in her house. She doesn't even want to see me. She's furious. She probably never talked to me again as long as I live.
Okay.
Donna, I have something to say to you.
Yes, I know.
You do?
That's why you wouldn't see me this morning.
Yes. Well, when we were at your house last night, Ralph and I... Well, the peculiar way you behaved... Well, it made me think, and then after talking to Emily... Well... Donna, I told her that I thought you and Alec were having trouble.
Huh?
What?
Yes, I gossiped about you.
Yes? About me?
Yes, I felt just miserable ever since, but... Well, that's why I was too ashamed to see you when you came over this morning. And then when you left, I decided to come and tell you myself. Boy, you heard it from somebody else. Now, Donna, I'm not asking you to forgive me. I just want you to try and understand.
Understand? Kay, I'm the guilty one. I've been the gossip.
No, no, Donna. You've been wonderful. It's been me.
No, Kay, let me tell you.
Hello. Oh, hello, Jim. What? No, Jim, I never said you and your wife weren't getting along. Well, what I said was... Well, I did say that, but I didn't mean it the way